Proverbs chapter 30, verse 29 and 30. There are three things which are majestic in pace. Yes, four which are stately or kingly in walk. Verse 30, a lion which is strongest among beasts and does not retreat before any, and does not retreat before any. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 5 that Jesus Christ is the true lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Lion is the symbol for the tribe of Judah. And we belong to that tribe because we are in Christ. So if Jesus Christ is that true lion, and the Gospel of Matthew is a picture of a lion, a picture of a king, because the lion is the king of the jungle. The book of Matthew speaks about the purple color, speaks about royalty, so it speaks about kingly nature of Jesus Christ, like a lion. I believe many of you remember lions very well, when you remember the story of Daniel in the lion's den, and how the angels of God stopped the lion's mouth, and they fasted that day, and saved the life of Daniel, the prophet. I recall in my early childhood days, I used to watch a hero of mine. His name is Tarzan. And he used to swing from place to place, and sometimes he would stick out a dagger and he would fought with a tiger or a lion. Those were the days that I remember about the lion, how they roar majestically. Before we go on to the spiritual principles concerning the lion, I'd like to talk to you about the natural facts concerning this beast. This lion belongs to the cat family, namely called Felidae, F-E-L-I-D-A-E. Right now they are found mostly in a protected area in the Sahara in Africa, and in the Gir forest in India. The difference between the male and the female lion is basically in the appearance and in the weight. The appearance of the male is different from a female because the male have an unusual feature. They have a ruff or a mane, like a beard-like substance around their head region. Golden brown hair or beard-like in nature. The second difference is that in the weight area, the male weighs about 177 to 227 kg, while the female lion weighs about 135 kg, the maximum, 300 pounds. Alright? And most adult lion, they are 3 feet tall and 1.8 to 2.4 meters long. The lifespan of a lion ranges between 15 to 20 years old. Now, since we belong to the tribe of Judah, we can identify ourselves as a small lion. Amen? The good news is, don't feel inferior about your height. People say, I'm short. Lion's legs are short, but massive, but they are the king of the jungle. Hallelujah. So don't feel inferior about your height. You know, they have large feet and heavy, sharp claws. You know, you're short in stature? Never mind. Zacchaeus received salvation when Jesus Christ came into his home. Amen? You're short? Never mind. Because lions, though they are short, they are fast sprinters. And they can run as fast as 65 kilometers per hour to catch their prey. Amen? So you're fast sprinters. Hallelujah. And the favorite preys of the lions are the zebras and the antelopes. And those who are active at night, like an owl, cannot sleep, you know, they are very active. Then you're like a lion. Because lions hunt mostly at night. And lions are very fruitful because after mating, Within 3.5 months, they will give birth to 2 to 6 baby cubs at one time. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's come to the spiritual characteristics of a lion. Let's look at the negative aspect before we come to the positive aspect. The negative aspect of the lion. Lion, in a negative response, is a picture of fear. That is found in Job chapter 4, verse 10 and 14, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2. Lion, also in a negative sense, picture of someone as a dictator, tyranny, the control that will dominate the whole kingdom like a king, that is found in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 15. Lion is also pictured as a destroyer, as a devourer, that's found in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 7. Lion also pictured as severe wrath of men. When you are very angry, then you have the face of a lion. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 12. Lion also pictured as evil spirits. Food for thought. Evil spirits. Revelation chapter 9, verse 8 and 17. Psalms 91, verse 13. Isaiah 35, verse 8 and 9. Remember, a lion can also picture as evil spirits. Food for thought. In the millennium rule, the kingdom age, after this church age, the next age to come, when Jesus Christ rule upon the earth, all lions and all animals will be redeemed. You know why? In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 and 7, Isaiah 65, verse 25, it says that the lion will begin to eat grass, like the oxen. They eat grass, no longer eat meat and so on. They become omnivorous. Vegetable eating. They are on a vegetarian diet. All lions will change their diet in nature. And they will be so tame that they will sit around with the lambs and other animals, and a little child can even lead them along the way. That's the redeemed state of every lion in the future. Hallelujah. That's good news, amen? Let's come to the positive aspect of a lion. There are 7 good characteristics that we can learn from a lion. Firstly, a lion is full of courage. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 10 speaks about that. A lion is full of boldness. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. A lion is full of bravery. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 8. Full of bravery. In this church, we not only want people who are the battle axe for God, but we want them to have faces of a lion, fearless in confrontation towards the enemy. Lion also speaks of victory. Numbers chapter 23, verse 24, when the lion will go after the prey, and they will destroy the prey, eat the prey up, and drink their blood, full of victory. Lion speaks of the covenant relationship. Numbers chapter 24, verse 9, when Balaam wanted to prophesy against the children of Israel. He said, no, they are blessed. Those who bless them will be blessed. Those who curse them will be cursed, concerning the lion. And a lion speaks about the kingly dignity or the kingly anointing upon a believer's life. Revelation 5:5. And finally, lion speaks of the strength of a believer. Full of strength. He's the strongest animal in the jungle. Judges chapter 14, verse 18, there was a command made by Samson. Who is stronger than the lion? There's none. In Joel chapter 1, verse 6, speaks about the strength of the lion that is in the teeth. The tooth of the lion, strong. When Moses died, and God told Joshua to carry on the leadership position, he says, fear not and be courageous. That is an image of a lion. Whenever God tells you, fear not, be courageous, it is telling you to have the face of a lion, to have a heart of a lion, to have the spirit of a lion. That's an image of the lion. The lion will fight a good fight of faith and will always win. Always win reminds us of the fighting spirit of a lion. On Friday, we talk about the 4 faces of John the Baptist's life. Actually, there are 5. One face we'll know when we enter into eternity, which cannot be disclosed. Today, we're going to talk about the 3 faces of a lion. Lions go through three stages of their life, from birth to death. So let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 49. Genesis, chapter 49, beginning from verse 9. In fact, it's only one verse. Hallelujah. Genesis, chapter 49, verse 9. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? In that one particular verse, it can describe to you about the whole lifespan of a lion, or the three phases of a lion's life. Let's begin with the first phase of a lion's life. Firstly, in the first part of the verse, Judah is a lion's cub. The word cub, or in the King James Version, the word whip, W-H-E-L-P, comes from the Hebrew word gur, G-U-R. It means a baby lion. So the first phase of a lion is that they are a baby lion roaming around the mother's protection. Amen? So there are about seven characteristics of a baby lion that we can learn from. And see whether you can identify yourself today with those characteristics. If you can identify yourself with them, then you are in that phase this morning. Then you know where you are growing in the Lord. Each phase identifies with your phases of your growth as a believer. So look at those characteristics and see whether it applies to you. It applies to you, I am now at this first phase. Oh, I have the second phase, and so on, right? Let's look at the first phase. The first thing about a baby lion, they are not taught self-defense. Because they are always under the protection of the mother lion. They always hang around the mother, they are protected by the mother. That speaks to believers that they have not learned spiritual warfare. They doesn't know anything about spiritual warfare. He knows everything about earthly life. He doesn't know about the conflict in the spirit dimension. You tell them about evil spirits, they don't understand. You tell them about fighting, interceding against the power of darkness, they won't understand at all. Because why? They are always protected by those elderly in seniority and so on. You know, babies do not have responsibility. They're hungry, they run to the mother. You know, they're in trouble, they run to the mother. So baby Christians, anything, they'll run to the leaders, run to the pastors. These are babyhood Christians. Second characteristics. Lions, baby lions are very playful and mischievous. They'll roll around, they'll hop, they'll skip, you know, they walk, and they'll roll a lot, and they fought among each other. They are playful. That's the first pace. At this first stage, look at their pace. They're skipping, they're hopping, they're rowing, and so on. Mischievous. That speaks about the believer's lightness attitude towards life. Easy going. They are not very serious about life yet. They like to play. They don't like to pray. The third thing about the lion's characteristics is that baby lion, they yelp. Y-E-L-P, yelp. What is yelp? A short, sharp cry. They don't roar. Roar is loud, deep, lengthy sound. They don't. They yelp, yelp. You know, they don't roar majestically. You know, like a puppy, you know, they just yelp. Thank God there's no yelp family here. Hallelujah. Why? Because they doesn't develop their lung power, their vocal organ and so on. They lack strength. Young believers lack strength because when you have a majestic voice, it speaks about your inner strength, that you're full of vibrant health. So they lack strength. Do you know that baby Christians are not, their voices are not known in the churches? They are very quiet, they're very reserved. You know, occasionally they may hear the yup yup sound, but they never hear the roar that they say, wow, who is this believer? They are not known yet, they are not recognized yet in the church. Fourthly, about the baby lion, is that there are one particular markings all over the body. And what is that? They have dark spots on a pale ground color all over their body. They have spots, dark spots all over their body. Some adult lions, they may have it on their legs and their hind back, the back area. Let's speak about what adult Christians also have walks, have sin in their hind legs, in their walk with God. So the young baby lion, they have spots all over their body. Speak about what? They still have a lot of sinful habits that need to be broken by the cross. That sins doesn't bother them. You know, the sins, and they are not very conscious that they should repent. You know, they think that sins are just things that they have just done. They are not very particular about repentance yet. All right. The fifth characteristic of a baby lion is that they are born blind. It takes them 1 week for their eyes to be opened. Let's speak about a young Christian lack discernment. They are faulty in their judgment of the value of things of life. You tell them of certain things, they pursue after certain things because they felt that these things contain much value. They are chasing after winds and vanities of life. Whenever you place high value on the things that are temporal, you lack discernment, you're blind. When you go after things and don't go after Christ, you're blind. The sixth characteristic of a baby lion is that their mouth is full of milk teeth. Small, little, weak teeth. It takes them 1 year before they have permanent canines, sharp, strong canines on their mouth. 1 year. That speaks about every born-again Christian needs to partake of the Word of God, and they grow and from milk teeth to permanent strong teeth. All new converts needs 1 year of solid follow-up before they can grow strong in God. Teeth speaks about the mind. It's symbolic about the mind. A young Christian, their mind is always very weak. Very weak. Milk teeth. What does milk teeth like to do? They like to drink milk. They doesn't like hard things. So they like soft, comfortable messages. Sayang messages. They don't like hard messages, like solid meat that's hard. They say, oh, Pastor, it's too hard on me. They like to be spoon-feed, bottle-feed. They doesn't like to do their own devotions. That speaks about the babyhood of the lion. And finally, the baby lion takes about 5 to 6 years to reach to his prime of early adulthood. Takes 5 to 6 years. That speaks about every Christian, every born-again Christian, takes about a number of years before they grow up. If you are just born again in this church for 1-2 years, you are not grown up yet in Christ. You are still a young Christian. It takes time for you to grow into the prime of your Christian walk. It takes a number of years. A Christian growth is progressive in nature. So if you are just a 3-year-old Christian, you are still young. You are still in your babyhood stage. Alright? So let me summarize all these 7 points in a number of statements to you about a babyhood lion or a babyhood Christian. He knows his birthright, his lion. But in his blindness, with his undeveloped and imperfect nature full of spots, he's an easy prey for his enemy. Judah, until he reached spiritual adulthood, is far from majestic. In fact, very childish. As long as Judah is living on the milk diet, he cannot reach the stage where he can enter into his ministry. There are many Christians today who are in the tribe of Judah, but have no indication of their royal birth because they are in the yapping cup stage. They are either too playful or not serious about the kingdom of God yet. For such a group of Christians, growth is vitally important. You need to partake of the Word of God. You need to pray and worship God and grow and mature in the Lord. So never, never go away from the Word. Because for babyhood Christian, for new born again Christian, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, desire sincerely the milk of the Word of God, thereby you may grow up. A lot of you are not growing up because you are not partaking the Word. And because you are not partaking the Word is because you don't have the desire. I don't like to read the Bible. You lost the desire. When you have a desire, it will motivate you to read the Word of God. And when you read the Word of God, you drink the milk, you will grow. Why are you having stunned growth? It's because you are not spending enough time in the Word. Some may be a 5-year-old Christian, some may be a 20-year-old Christian, but in the spirit realm, you're still babyhood. You're still very thin. Your spirit man is very thin and weak. It's because you never spend time in the Word. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, a baby, when they're born into this world, for many months, they make a lot of movement, amen? But you notice that accompanying the movement every day, four hours per session, they must drink milk. Every 4 hours, they have to drink milk. Baby need to go back to the Word of God, the Word of the milk. Every day, they have to partake. Every 4 hours, go back to the Word like a baby. Every 4 hours, cry and go back to the Word. When you thirst, go back to the Word. But most Christians today, every four hours they don't go back to the Word. Every 4 hours they go back into their hi-fi. Every 4 hours they go back into their television set. That's why they're not growing. Many Christians are not growing. You'll be surprised one day when you reach heaven, when the guardian angel will tell you where your growth is and where you're supposed to be. If they assign you to the paradise, you're in trouble. That's the babyhood stage, Christian. Where Marita Davis saw in heaven, every adult that they are still in a babyhood Christian and they are signed back to paradise, that means you are in a babyhood Christian. Let's go on to the second phase of a lion. Alright? Look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 9 again. Thou art gone up, he stooped down. Now look at this statement. He couched as a lion. He couched as a lion. You know the word lion there? He couched as a lion. The word lion there in the Hebrew, it comes from this word, Ariyah, A-R-Y-E-H, 738. It portrays a young, violent lion. A young, violent lion. Now, there are a few characteristics about this young lion, or young adult. Or, shall I say, in modern Singapore context, you're 21 years old. Hallelujah. A young lion is about 6 years old. By then, they are quite fully developed in their bodily strength. Amen? Let's talk about this young lion that is now young adult. They are full of youthful strength. Full of youthful strength. That speaks to a Christian that has gone for 5-6 years in the Lord. Look at their attitude and their behavior. First of all, you notice one of the particular signs. They are full of self-confidence. Full of self-confidence and full of foolishness. Desire independence from their parents and from their pastors. Second characteristic of a young adult lion, it have developed their roar. They begin to roar around. Hey, I'm a lion now, I'm adult now. Full of zeal, full of pride. The third characteristic of that young lion is that they're full grown in size but not in intelligence. They still need the renewal of the mind. The mind still gives them a lot of problems. They have a lot of carnal thinking. That's why carnal thinking leads to carnal lifestyle. Your lifestyle reflects what you are thinking about, what you're feasting about. Where is your heart? There will be your treasure. By the speech that you say, I locate where you are in Christ. Fourth thing about this young lion, they have also developed other kinds of sounds, like the cough, the grunt, the growls, and the deep purring noise. That speaks about the fleshly display of their strength. Boasting. Talk too much. Have you seen Christians talk too much? Yeah, in that stage. The fifth characteristic of the young lion is that they always like to roar to announce their presence. Whenever you go to a jungle, you can hear a roar when they are approaching you. Or when you roar, you can hear the roars at night. Those are young lions. Young adult lions. That speaks of what? They are seekers after men's praise and compliments. They say, "Oh, look at I'm grown up now. I am macho. And they roar. I said, look at my strength. They want people to praise them. They want people to respect them. They want all the animals to bow to them. They say, look at me now. I am the up-and-coming leader in the church. The sixth thing about this young adult lion is that they always like to roar in the evening. That's why every evening when you are near the jungle in the Sahara and so on, when you continue hearing the roaring, echoing in the air, it's always the young adult lions that are roaring. They always roar in the evening. They have nothing to do but roar. That speaks about what? When you talk too much, you roar too much, it leaks spiritual strength. You always talk a lot, it leaks strength. Your inner life is very weak. They abuse their God-given grace, their voice. They always roar for nothing. Do you abuse the grace of God, the anointing and the gifts and the talents of God? That's where you are in that stage. And this young adult lions, they used to, you know, when the traveler will, the tourists go through the Sahara, they will come and jump up on top of the jeep, or they go around the tire and they bite at the tires, you know. They'll bang their body against the vehicle, and they are very playful too at this stage. That speaks about what? Young adult lions, though they are, seems to be grown up, but they lack purpose in life. They are still very childish. So for the first phase, growth is vitally important. For the second phase of a lion, what is needed? This is channeling their energy and their zeal towards meaningful pursuit of life. Don't waste your time going after the wrong things. They have too little values in eternity. With your raw energy, go after something that is more meaningful. The need to develop purpose and vision. If you don't have vision and purpose of life, you are still a young adult lion. You don't know where you are going. Amen? Now let's look at the third phase, the final phase of a lion. I believe all of us aiming towards that direction. One day we will be like that great lion. Amen? Look at the following statement of Genesis 49 verse 9. And as an old lion, who shall arouse him up? As an old lion, who shall arouse him up? The word lion there is a different Hebrew word. It's 3833. It comes from the word lebaoth. L-E-B-A-O-W-T-H. It speaks and portrays about a great, old, stout, strong lion. The lion that had reached manhood. This is the full-grown, old, stout, mighty lion who had grown into maturity and wisdom through experiences of life. Now, this particular lion, he is honored and respected by all the animals in the jungle. He may have two or three or more female companions. You know, for those of rich manhood, one particular characteristic of this kind of lion is that they live in the pride group. The word pride is a word to define a family of lion. P-R-I-D-E. A family of lion. They live in group. If you like to isolate yourself and live independently of the body of Christ, you are not yet in that adulthood stage, the fully adulthood stage. You like to be a lone ranger in the kingdom of God, doing your own things. You are still not reaching manhood yet. So, manhood lions, they live in groups, in pride. And these lions are territorial in nature. They are always jealously guarding their own areas. They possess great strength to high fences. I will elaborate later. Although the male lion is called the king of the jungle, it is, however, the female counterpart lion that do most of the stalking and the killing of its prey. Does that ring a bell to you? Jesus Christ is that male lion. We are the bride of the bridegroom. We are the female lion. We do most of the battles of this life. We do most of the spiritual warfare. Does that ring a bell to you?
Lord, fight the devil. God says, you do it. You are the female lion. Go and do it.
About this manhood lion, while hunting, the male and the female lion always works together. They go in groups. The male, the female will be hidden, and while the male will round up the prey and drive towards the female and let the female attack.
Does that ring another bell to you?
Learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Learn to be a co-worker of Christ. Christ go before us, get the enemy towards us, and Jesus Christ says, now is your turn. Attack! We still have to do the final attack, final little blow upon the head of the enemy. We have to be active in spiritual warfare. He will move before us, cause the enemy's camp to be in confusion. He's planned everything in advance. They say, now you do the final assault. We have to do the final assault, not the Holy Spirit. We are the female lion, amen? Unlike most of the cats, like the cheetahs, the pumas, and the leopards, lions hunt in groups. Strength in unity. If this church doesn't want to move in unity, this church will not reach manhood in their walk with God. So let me summarize the third phase of this lion. Okay, let me summarize in a few statements. Their beauty and majesty reminds the mature Christian who knows who they are in Christ. He's an active believer who understands spiritual warfare. If you understand spiritual warfare, you are progressing towards manhood in Christ. And he guards his territory and does not allow the enemy to come in and possess his inheritance which God has given him. If the enemy is stealing away your finance, your health, your prosperity, your happiness, your joy, if you sit around and say, never mind, it's okay, then you are not reached manhood yet, because a male manhood lion is territorial in nature, guarding their own territory very, very well. They have no intruder into their own territory. So when the enemy comes in, what you do? The believers raise up a standard against them. Amen? We should fight against them. Now this lion hunts at night. Only manhood lion hunts. They hunt at night. That speaks about another truth. Why? That speaks about a matured believer. He moves in the wisdom of experience and rules over the darkness of the night as king. They take authority over the spirit of darkness that prevail over their own territory, over their family, over their career, over their relationship, over their church, over this nation. They hunt at night. They say, I'm the king, I'm coming for my prey. Do you spread your kingly influence and authority over the realm of darkness? Do you speak strongly against the deeds of darkness in this nation? If you are, you have reached adulthood. Because they knew their rights. They were raw and they pursue. That speaks of what? They raw, they pursue, they capture, they eat up the prey. It speaks about the army of God. Invade, conquer, capture. Hallelujah. They move in unity. That's a sign of manhood. The greatness of Judah comes from maturity. Now look at another characteristic of this old lion. If you ever seen in the open space in the Sahara area, you see a lion that sits under the shade of a tree, remains cool and quiet, doesn't bother about you coming here. That is an old lion. That's a wise lion. That's a lion that has reached manhood stage. They will be very cool. They just observe silently for the right opportunity. When you're not aware, then they'll prey on you. Hallelujah. The young lion is always rushing about in anxiety and confusion, where the old lion is always very cool. That speaks about manhood. The old lion always sits and watch, allowing God to work all things out for him. The old lion demonstrates great strength in leaping feet. They can leap very high. They leap high. Look at the pace now. First, the young baby lion, they hop, they skip, they walk. Then the young adult lion, they run. Now the old lion, they leap, they fly. That speaks about three speeds of a believer in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31. Walk. In Isaiah chapter 40, walk as youth. If you have not learned how to walk the walk like Christ, to have a walk like Christ-like nature, walk speaks about our daily conduct, our character, you are still youth. Go back to Isaiah 40, verse 30, and you look there. Walk refers to the youth. Character building. If you have not finished character building, you're still in your youth stage. Then they say run. Isaiah 40 says about running as young men. Those run, those have strength now. They run, but please run in the right direction. Don't run into the wrong place, wrong car, wrong office, and wrong nation. And you end up in the permissive will of God. Then talk about the father. Those, the eagles that renew their strength. They fly with eagle's wing. Like an old lion that can leap high into the air like a flying eagle. That speaks of a large stage of a lion. The lion leap into the air, the eagle flies in the air. Talks about people soaring into the spirit dimension. They are always concerning about the spirit realities, about the things of God, the kingdom of God. They always talk, they focus on the heavenly perspectives of life. Those are manhood lions. If you are always looking down your turkeys and ostriches, earthly mindedness of no heavenly use. Let's recall back Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. In verse 30, he says this, the lion, let me recall the verse, a lion which is strongest among beasts and does not retreat before any other animals. Does not retreat. God wants this church to possess the face of the lion that does not fear any enemy. There's no retreat from your enemy, no retreat from the crisis, no retreat from the circumstances of life. I don't care how the going is tough, I don't care how the wind is coming, I don't care the storms of life, the rain, the floods, don't retreat. You are a lion, no back off, no backsliding, no withdrawal from the heat of the battle. You are a lion. Never run away. Face it boldly, because your birthright is that you are a lion. You always like to run away. You're not a lion, you're a chicken. But God tells you, your inner nature, your born again nature is a lion. The true nature of Christ is a lion. So you should not fear the devil. Fear not. Be courageous. And face every issue of life boldly. That's what God wants you to do. Some of you are running away from your problem. You're running away, you're avoiding. But a true lion doesn't retreat and turn aside. Amen? And one last point. I recall the verse in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 22. Talks about the tribe of Dan. It says, the tribe of Dan is a judge. And it says that he shall live. But Dan, it's like a lion's cub, he shall leap from Bashan. Dan, in the Hebrew, the word is a judge. The word judge in the Hebrew is the word Dawn. D-U-W-N. It means discernment. The Bible says in Hebrew chapter 5 verse 14, those who are full of age have partaken the strong meat, have exercised their senses to discern between good and evil. Full of discernment, this refers to the manhood of a believer. Yeah, full of discernment in life. Bashan. Bashan speaks about, not Bishan, Bashan. Bashan speaks about fruitfulness. Fruitful ground. Now when you link these two together, which speaks about this particular lion, the lion's nature of a den. When your life matures into maturity and discernment, you will move into fruitfulness.
you begin to leap into your new calling. You begin to leap into the new ministry. You begin to leap into a new territory. You begin to leap into a new ground. You begin to leap into new waters. You begin to leap into new heights. You begin to leap into a higher ground. God wants lions to leap forward. In 1994, God is asking for you to have the face of a lion. God is asking for you to be able to have strength to leap like an old lion. Leaping into the higher dimension of life, from victory to victory, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Don't stand backwards, don't backslide, but leap forward. Be not afraid of any enemy that comes before you. Not afraid of any animals. Are you leaping or are you limping? I say it again. Are you leaping or are you limping? Are your legs wounded and you are limping? Cannot move far. God is speaking to you. Because this is the ultimate aim that God wants you. To enter into the fullness like the lion. Thereby, they can say, yes, you have possessed the Spirit of Christ. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power to move about doing good and healing all those who are oppressed. He was always having 100% victory over the circumstances of his life. God wants you to have victory and be courageous over the issues that are facing you. You don't have to back off. You just have to know who you are. The true nature will arise when you say, no, I will not back off because I'm a lion. I am the King in Christ. Remember Romans? With the gift, Romans 5:17, with the gift of righteousness and with the abundance of grace, we will reign in life as kings using the name of Jesus. The authority over all the other beasts of the realm of darkness. Amen? It's time to arise like a lion. It's time to walk tall. Be bold. And face your new tomorrows in 1994. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. From the life of a lion, we draw the wisdom, Lord, that we need to have for our own life. Lord, I believe your people are looking for maturity. Your people is hungering for much spiritual growth. But this morning you have declared to us the key to all this growth comes from following after the Good Shepherd. The key that leads to green pastures and still waters is locating the Good Shepherd. Because when I have the Good Shepherd, I will have the green pastures and the still waters. If you have the Good Shepherd, growth will come into your life and you will grow mightily in the Lord.